The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Deepfake videos of Tucker? Is that what is going on? In this day and age, it's actually quite possible. An older generation might think that's ridiculous if you're part of an older generation, but maybe you don't know how advanced technology has come to where the average person can make a video of Tucker Carlson with the exact voice of Tucker Carlson and make his lips move on a video and make you think it is Tucker Carlson. That technology exists, but it's worse than it exists. I remember a few years ago when they were talking about that technology and having conversations on the radio about, wow, what this could do to politics and all sorts of things. It's actually horrible that this technology exists. Great for Hollywood for making movies, bad for everybody else. And now this technology is at the fingertips of every single person that really can access the internet. So millions and millions of people can make videos if they want to. It just hasn't fully caught on to where people have done that, because I'm sure they could get sued and stuff. Hopefully they're afraid of getting sued for doing a deep fake video, but it's very possible. So then you do have to ask the question. And if you don't know it's super possible, well, I'm going to give you some proof that it's very possible. And look, in this day and age, we don't know. Are they setting up real videos of Tucker, which I have covered? And I do think some of the videos that have been posted are real. I'll explain why I think that, even though there are great points about how the resolution is terrible, which makes no sense, but there could be reasons for it. And the voice is not directly in sync with the mouth. And sometimes the mouth movements look strange, as if it's a deep fake video. But that doesn't mean it is. It could be real, because there are reasons why that could be without it being a deep fake. But maybe they're setting up to release a deep fake video going forward, because the videos that have been released now are not bad. And so a lot of people are pondering, well, wait a minute, why are they releasing videos that are making Tucker's audience like him even more? But I think people need to understand that the left is not that smart like people think. I mean, they're smart and devious in certain ways, but they don't understand the way we think. The left really would release videos like this, and people who are not truly conservative, like fake Republican rhinos, would release videos like this thinking that we wouldn't like those videos, that we would react in a negative way. I'll explain that. They're completely wrong. We actually like Tucker more from these videos. And because people like Tucker more from these videos, it's got a lot of people scratching their head saying, well, is this a setup? Because they're releasing these videos and they don't harm Tucker. And they can't be that dumb, can they? They can't be that dumb. They must be doing deep fake videos so that they're going to actually have something really bad drop. Possible. But I still don't think that that's what's happening. I'll explain it all. But first, let's get into the deep fake stuff. You need to know that it's very possible and very easy. If you don't know how easy it is, even I knew about deep fake stuff and I forgot. I wasn't thinking about deepfake stuff. I forgot that, yeah, that's super easy. I knew about it. I know it's easy, but it's even easier than I even fully realize. And Tim Pool, who knows more about this stuff than I do, because I'm not into trying to do that kind of thing or mess with video, and I'm not someone who loves to do the tech stuff. Tim Pool knows a lot more about that stuff. And he goes over this about why it may be fake. He's not saying it is, but he gives the reasons why. And he's talking about the low resolution. Low resolution would be because it's easier to fake a video with low resolution. But let me play you some of what he had to say.
His mouth does not seem to be moving in sync with the sound. It looks like a deep fake. Just to me. Well, I reached out for comment, and Tucker, he called me up, and this is what he said.
These videos are obviously fake, and I can't believe people actually trust or believe Media Matters. Grow up, people. I never said these things.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's not real audio. I want to make sure you completely understand that audio I just played is fake, and it's to make a point about all of this. That I'll play it again for you. It's just as fake.
These videos are obviously fake, and I can't believe people actually trust or believe Media Matters.
It's fake. It's fake audio. I typed a sentence in and I pressed enter. That's all I did. Here, I can do it again. Let's have him say, I am Tucker Carlson and I enjoy what does he enjoy? And I enjoy birthdays. There we go. Let's see how this sounds. Let's play this one. See how it sounds.
I am Tucker Carlson and I enjoy birthdays.
This is the current set. You see how fast I did that? All right, let's do it again. Let's scroll through here. I will grab a random bit of text. Here we go. Let's grab this quote right here. Nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. I will copy it. I'm going to paste it right here, and I'm going to click generate.
Nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks.
All I did was copy and paste that sentence into this box and press play, and it auto generates Tucker Carlson's voice. Now I can make it sound crazier and weirder. I can let's do this. I'm going to make it sound as weird as possible. Let's try this.
Before he does that, some people don't know that this technology exists, and they can fake anyone's voice now because computers are that good. I heard this only like maybe a week and a half ago, that all you need is about 5 seconds. And I would think you would need more than that, but maybe not. 5 seconds of someone speaking, and that can be enough for the computer to generate any sentence you want in that person's voice. So understand, then you add in, now understand that that's amazing yet scary. Then you add in that you can basically do the same thing with video now. Now you can make someone look, you can take a dead person and make them look like they're brand new alive and say whatever they want. A famous Hollywood person. That's why I'm saying it's great for Hollywood. They can do stuff like this in movies, and it's hard to tell. And imagine with professional editing and professional, like Industrial Light and Magic people could make the voice and the lips and everything match up so perfectly in a movie, and they'd have, you know, a year to work on it to get it done, that they could make someone where you would never even be able to tell. That's how advanced the technology is. But here's the scary thing. The average person sitting in their home computer connected to the internet can do this kind of stuff now. That's why you do have to worry about deepfakes. Do I think the videos that were released by Tucker are deep fakes? I don't. Do I think it's possible that they are? Well, it's very possible. I think what Tim Pool's premise is that maybe this is a setup of real videos so that they can get you like, okay, there's real videos. And then when they do push a deep fake video, if Tucker comes out and denies, hey, wait a minute, that's not real, people won't believe it. They'll believe that it's real because the other videos were real. It could be something like that. That's possible. I don't think that's happening, though. I'll explain that in a little bit. Let's get back to Tim Pool, because I want you to see more about how easy this technology is.
Nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks.
You see that? Isn't that crazy? Now, there was a weird artifact in the beginning, and that was just me clicking a button. Now, imagine if I actually took that audio and then actually cleaned it up. Now, you may be saying, Tim, but that's just audio. There's no video. Right. To be fair, the video portion, it would probably take me about an hour to make all of these videos. Here's what you do. You can record yourself. In fact, you can take the video of me Preferably a green screen would work. You take a green screen of Tucker Carlson's backdrop. You then yourself wear a suit, talk, and just move your head around and say random words like I'm doing right now. You then load up any one of these programs, take a picture of Tucker Carlson's face, and put the audio I just generated into it, and you can make these videos that easily. Maybe. They're real videos. I will say it again. Let me tell you about where we're going. Why this matters. Take a look at this video from Mashable. TikTok removes viral video ad of suspected Joe Rogan AI deepfake. This story was crazy. Oh, look, is this written by Matt Bender? Shout out Matt Bender. We've had him on the show before. So let me play for you this fake video, and you can hear for yourself.
There's a category of supplements that are very interesting, work very well to increase testosterone by about 100 to 200 points.
Well, look, that Alpha Grind product that's all over TikTok, if you go to Amazon and you type in libido booster for men, you're going to find it right at the top. And that's because guys are figuring out that it literally is increasing size and making a difference down there.
It stimulates the testes, if you got those, to make more testosterone or estrogen.
Absolutely fake video. And it's kind of obvious. I'm scrolling through, I think this was on Instagram, and I saw this video and I was like, whoa, what the? And so, you know, just full disclosure, I hit up Joe. I'm like, bro, there's a deepfake commercial. It got pulled. They removed it. And I think you actually had Andrew D. Huberman saying they created a false conversation we never had. We were talking about something very, very different. Here's what I'm saying. You just heard me make that video, that audio where Tucker said, it's not real. Grow up, people. I never said these things. I just typed that in and pressed enter. It literally took me 30 seconds. Okay, to be fair, I took a clip of Tucker's voice, uploaded it, and then typed in the sentence, press enter. It took me about a minute to do. 30 seconds to record, 30 seconds to drop the file into Premiere and press render. That's all I had to do. Then I put it, upload, enter, took a second, typed it in, pressed enter, boom, generate. That's how fast it is. Let me tell you where this goes. I'll give you. We'll create some hypotheticals. Tucker Carlson reportedly saying these things in these videos where you can't actually see his mouth move. Let's try this one.
Everyone in this company is thrilled that you're doing this. I've gotten more calls from people about it.
Oh, that's great.
Why is the resolution so low? Now, the interesting thing is, I've had people say to me, low resolution is actually easier to fake. High resolution is harder. Because if it's high resolution, artifacting becomes obvious. If the video itself is low res, you do a deep fake, it's just, well, it's a low res video. But why would video footage from Tucker's production be low res? Why leak a low res version? Here's what I fear they may do. You put out a bunch of videos that may be real, and they're seemingly innocuous. People like Matt Walsh are saying, these are great videos. We love Tucker Carlson more now. And I say, I don't think they're real, but I don't know for sure. And now, after you've seeded in everyone's mind that these videos are innocuous, you then make the one deepfake that makes Tucker Carlson look really, really, really bad. You see how the game is played? People are wondering why it is Media Matters is putting out videos that don't actually hurt Tucker Carlson.
That's right. And that's where people are looking that this is a deepfake because none of this stuff hurts Tucker. But then you have to realize that Media Matters has no clue what makes Tucker's audience tick and doesn't know what would make a conservative upset with Tucker. That's where they're not factoring this in. Now, yes, the videos are suspicious in their low resolution. It could be that the person is uploading and downloading and using low resolution to make it quick and fast, and there's all sorts of different reasons why that could be. It does look suspicious. I do agree. It's not matching up exactly right. It does have a look of deepfake. But Tucker hasn't come out and said that they're fake. And he could easily come out and say that, even though he, you know, his contract and stuff, it wouldn't block him from debunking something like this. Maybe he will come out and say they're fake and then we'll know. But the fact that he hasn't, at least yet, since the time that I've been recording this, he hasn't come out and said that. Therefore, I would think that the videos that have been released so far are probably real. So then why would Media Matters and the left and Fox News release these things if they actually make Tucker look better? Because if you watch what the stuff that they've released, in a liberal's mind, this is what I like to do. See, I can think the way they think. They can't think the way we think. This is why someone like on talk radio, a conservative host like a Rush Limbaugh, who's gone now, sadly, but could tell you everything that they were going to do, what they're thinking, but yet they could never figure out Rush Limbaugh. They don't know how we think. We know exactly how they think because we've lived with their propaganda pushed in us since we were little kids in school, in movies, and they have never lived in an environment from in which we think. So that's why they have no clue, and we know everything about how they think. So I know how they think. They think that, okay, it's prominently a Christian audience that is conservative that likes Tucker, so they're going to get super mad. They thought these videos would make you super mad. Fox News thought him trashing Fox Nation would make you mad because they were just dumb, because that makes them mad. They're mad that he trashed Fox Nation and was, oh my gosh, again, and they're that dumb that they sent out thinking, since they're mad about it, well, maybe that will make you mad. Of course, that wouldn't make you mad. Media Matters is looking at these videos and they think, Tucker swore. He swore. See, that's what I could point out every spot in which a liberal would think, that's going to make Tucker's audience not like him. So they do think these are bad videos. And the conservative discretion, what do they think is bad? I'll show you. Watch. Some obscure video. Well, first, I want to give you from another show because they talked about Tucker's ratings and Don Lemon, but then he'll play a clip of Tucker. I want you to see that. Well, let me hold off on that. I'm jumping around here. Let me first show you an example. Yes. I'll give you the Media Matters clip that they were playing. Take a listen.
Everyone in this company is thrilled that you're doing this. I've gotten more calls from people about it.
Oh, that's great. Well, I got to say, when I came to New York a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't believe how welcoming and friendly everybody was. It was fantastic. I loved it.
Yeah, they really mean it from the owners on down.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool to see it. I like that. It's a good, you know, people are nice in this company, I think. They've always been nice to me anyway.
I completely agree. Everyone's been very, very friendly and very nice, and I really appreciate it. But thank you so much for coming on.
I bet that doesn't change. Of course.
Yeah. It's just great to have you on my show. I mean, I've been on yours enough times. It's great.
I think it's totally cool. So let's, if we're going to talk about sex, I'd love to hit some of the fine points of technique. But, you know, but it's your show. It's totally up to you.
We can certainly talk about your sexual technique, especially after your tanning testicles last week.
Not mine. We'll speak in more general terms, but I've got something to add.
Okay. And if you are watching this, that looks like a deep fake video because his mouth is like digitized. And maybe it is a deep fake video. But what makes me think it's not a deep fake video is Media Matters would think, they talked about sexual technique. Tucker joked about sexual technique. Those prude Christian conservatives, when they see this, oh my gosh, that's going to be it. It's going to be over. That's how dumb they are. They don't know you. They don't understand you. So that's the point. They're releasing that thinking when he said sexual technique and joked around about something sexual. The Tucker audience is going to hate that. They're that dumb. Yes, they're that dumb. So that's how because I know how the left thinks. That's why I think these are real. The people putting them out are just that dumb. They're that dumb. That doesn't mean a deep fake video isn't coming. We're in that era now. And you know what the scariest thing about the deep fake stuff is? That an administration that is a communist administration like the Biden administration could go after its political enemies and average people and have the FBI do this kind of thing and fake to put their political enemies into prison. That's the scary thing, is when your government decides to use this against you. That's when it gets scary. Let me give you, though, from Rob Schmidt tonight. He was talking about Tucker, the ratings, the difference between Don Lemon, and then he plays a clip as well.
2 weeks ago, two major names in cable news were fired on the same day, Tucker and CNN's Don Lemon. The staggering difference in impact between these two dismissals is astounding. At 8 p.m. on Fox, the ratings halved. And in the advertising coveted 25 to 54 demographic, it's far worse. A 75% decline without Tucker Carlson at 8 p.m. in the demo. Fox is in full panic mode, and that's why they're maliciously leaking, which is hurting them even more. Over at CNN, the loss of Don Lemon, who was reportedly making $7 million a year, has had literally no impact whatsoever. If you take a look at CNN this morning, during the 7 a.m. hour, April 17th, Don Lemon's still on the air. The show was pulling 381,000 viewers. On April 24th, which would be Don's last day, the show pulled 394. And this past Monday, the Lemonless CNN show at 7 a.m., pulled 384,000 viewers. Literally, nothing has.
Yeah, nothing has changed. I wanted to give more, but I can't. I'm running out of time. Quickly, I want to give you the great Michael Savage on Tucker, because will Tucker be able to return, or is he handcuffed by Fox through his contract? And I think he's handcuffed, and so does Michael Savage.
Tucker, on the other hand, had a tremendous following because he was saying things that the American people know to be true, by and large, and they want to hear more of it. And Fox wants them to hear less of it or none of it. It's that simple. And I have to repeat, he's in golden handcuffs. There's no way out of them without destroying himself. They've got him tied up like Houdini. I don't think he can get out of this, truthfully, Jenna. And I don't see him reappearing before the presidential election in any major way. And remember the old adage. If you don't get along with the bosses of the network, whether it be in radio or television, you may as well have two Dixie cups and a string. That's about it. I mean, how many outlets are there?
Michael,
you know?
Yeah. And so I think Savage is right. What people don't understand is he's got a non-compete. Even if he tried to give all the money back and said, I won't collect the money, Fox can say, it doesn't matter. We have a non-compete. You're not going to compete against us. And he's not going to be able to. And if he tries to, they'll sue him and shut him down immediately with a court order. So I don't think there's any way Fox will let him out. Never in a million years. So don't expect. I told you this right at the beginning when others were like, don't worry, now Tucker is unleashed. I was like, no, he's not. They did this on purpose because they want him nowhere to be found. And they've got him trapped. Maybe he finds a way around it, but it would have to be so obscure. He's not going to pull in his audience. See, if Tucker could jump to Newsmax tomorrow, boom, Newsmax would have a massive audience, but that ain't going to be allowed to happen. So I think the videos, they're real. I think the left is just that dumb, but a deep fake video could be coming down the pipeline because they could get desperate. I love you guys. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button.
Hi, I'm Alan Keyes. I'm the host of IMTV's daily talk show about news and events in America. And I want to say a good word for the New American Magazine. Not only because Alex Newman has joined us as somebody who is periodically hosting a show, but because New American Magazine represents a alternative media that is willing to tell people the truth. With so much fake news spreading about, and the fact that right now this country is in an existential crisis, we remember who we are and where we come from and what our principles are, or we die. Reading New American Magazine can keep you up to the minute on the issues that are challenging us as a people and on which that survival hangs. You can check it out and subscribe at www.thenewamerican.com.